University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A battle for you guys on the road, but you're able to pick up a victory 12-10 at UAlbany. Just give me your impressions on the game as you've gone back and looked at it.
Yeah, just really really proud of our guys, the way we battled the whole game. You know, we talked about facing adversity on the road, trying to get our first road win in the league this year. And I think, you know, we knew we were in for a test, obviously, with a great opponent. So just proud of the way, you know, we kept believing in the game plan, kept playing. Obviously, the defense played really well. You know, offensively, we were moving the ball a little bit. And, you know, we just got – they did a good job, obviously, on defense, just getting us behind with some negatives on some drives and just couldn't really sustain anything. So, but obviously, you know, with 4.5 minutes left, our offense went out and ran the ball and got us you know, into a knee situation. So, but overall, just proud of our guys going on the road, long trip, you know, 6.5 hour bus ride. We leave Thursday night, just mentally strong on that trip and just battling through some adversity, their homecoming and all those things. And just nice to get our first road win in the CAA.
I was going to say, you guys have been to some pretty challenging venues on the road this season. How much do you think that might have helped you going into that setting and battling through a close game on Saturday?
I think it's a big help. You know, we talked about that all week, and I talked to him about that in the hotel. Is just, you know, the games that we've been through early on and the struggles that we've had, you know, those are opportunities to make us stronger down the road. Now, we got to capitalize off them. We got to get better from it. But, you know, we've learned a lot of lessons with some young guys and some older guys needing to step up. And I think that obviously that helped us just stay the course, like I said, and just keep battling on Saturday and just keep believing in what we're doing. And but I definitely think the beginning of the year had an effect on just the way we approach games now and just know that you got to play a complete game to win.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Joe, how are you?
Good morning.
Joe, defense allowed just 10 points in the last six quarters. So this is a multiple-part question. So just talk about what's made the difference for the defense. Obviously, a kicking game, you miss an extra point, but two key field goals, injury update, and looking ahead to James Madison. So actually a four-part question.
You know, obviously the defense is playing really well, and I think that just comes down to our discipline over there. I mean, we've played well in games at the beginning of the year. We just haven't been able to sustain it. You know, our discipline, just with our eyes and different things like that goes on throughout a game and being challenged. But these last six quarters, like you said, we've just been playing really well, playing together. You know, we always play higher on D, but if we just have our eyes in the right spots and our discipline's good, we should play really well for the whole game, and that's what kind of happened. You know, injury update, we should be good. Obviously, we're bruised up, banged up, you know, sitting on a bus for a while on the way back. But, you know, we should – we got some doctor's visits tomorrow and Wednesday. But for the most part, we should be, like every team in this league, patch them up and wrap them up and go. So we should be fine there. And then, obviously, William and Mary, their record does not reflect in any way the type of team they are. I've been watching the film since yesterday. This will be – another battle for us. We're gonna have to come and play, or we're gonna lose. So we got to be ready to go. And these guys do a good job. They're big. They're physical. And we're gonna have to heal ourselves quickly during this week. But also have a good practice week. But we'll be ready to go.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know, just to touch a little more on that defensive effort, Barn, you know, absent that the last drive where Albany was able to go down in the fourth quarter, you guys limited them pretty well. And as you touched on, you know, no offensive TDs in that game. What did, you know, against a team, an Albany team that has put up some points against some people this year, what were you able to do well to kind of slow them down?
You know, I just think we did a good job tackling for the most part. I thought, you know, the freshman running back they have is a good player. He's thick, breaks tackles, and I thought we did a good job for the most part. He got out on us on one of them. They had a good scheme on that play, and then they got out on us kind of a little bit for a long run. But other than that, I thought we did a good job keeping that in check. And, you know, when we were watching the Richmond game that they played down there, I mean, they capitalized on a lot of things through the air, a lot of go balls. And we knew that was coming. You know, we got flagged on a couple, but also Manny Patterson, I thought, did a great job of making plays, and because that's kind of how they opened the second half, and they did the same thing against Richmond and went down the field with the ball, and we knew that was coming because they were kind of struggling to move the ball a little bit in the first half. So I just think that it was a well-designed game plan. We tackled well, and then ultimately we made plays in the air. Now, they still hit us over the top a couple times, but, you know, that's going to happen here and there in a game of four quarters. So just pleased with the way we battled, but I think our tackling and just the way we kept sticking to the game plan and obviously making some plays in the air down toward the end.
And the other big stat jumps up, you hold Albany to 1-for-12 on third down. Being able to get off the field is always a big thing.
Yeah, we're doing a really nice job. Hopefully, he didn't just jinx that on third down for us. But obviously, our kids, you know, we spend a lot of time on it like everyone does, but I think it's just our mentality on third down. We know we speak a lot about it. We have guys that play on third down that don't play a lot on first and second down. It gives them a role. It's kind of like a special group in each package. You know, it's very important. You know, I think our guys are just, they're fitting to our identity, and obviously our staff's doing a great job, you know, coming up with a game plan. So, no, that was huge, obviously, third down, 1-for-12. I think the one that they got was early in the game, so that definitely allowed us to be more aggressive, I guess you would say, and come away with some stuff. And obviously being able to get to the quarterback a little bit in some of those three-man rushes was key on some of those downs.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Switch to the offensive side of the ball, and even though and not a lot of points with the, you know, with the 12, Chris Ferguson with a solid day, 263 yards and a touchdown, and then Josh Mack, 108 yards, which by his standards is not is a little less than his average with the amazing year he's had, but against that Albany defense that's nasty ranked against the run, a pretty stout effort, and especially to appear he was able to make a big play to seal the game away in the fourth quarter. Just talk about how you guys performed on offense.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, kind of what you said. They're a very, very good defense. I mean, they're very physical. They're very well coached. We knew that going in, especially, you know, playing on the road against the defense on homecoming. It's going to be a battle. And just sticking to the game plan, like I said in the beginning, was key. And I thought we did that. And obviously, you know, Ferg did not turn the ball over. You know, so that was huge. Still needs to do some things better, as always coaches say. But I thought he managed the game for the most part. You know, we just got to clean him up on some reads, but I was happy that he made some good decisions, obviously, on the road in that kind of environment. Obviously, Josh, the negative is he puked the ball up there, and they scored a touchdown on it, which is unacceptable. He's got two fumbles in two straight weeks, so got to clean that up. It's just unacceptable to do that. But he did, along with the O-line, cause us to really win the game at the end with 4.5 minutes left after the missed field goal. We went into a four-minute situation, and obviously the last play was really a lot of Josh. You know, getting that done. We can still get better. You know, we had some switch-ups on the O-line there in the middle of the game, and I thought those guys battled, you know, really, really well. I was proud of the O-line, the way they stuck together, and just allowed us to win that game toward the end.
Josh, since we last talked, got named to the watch list for the Peyton Award, certainly a prestigious honor for him, and he's been big for you, but just maybe your comments on him being listed as one of the top offensive players in all of FCS.
Yeah, obviously it's great accomplishment for himself, but more importantly, I think for our program and really our offense. You know, obviously I wish the O-line could be mentioned along with in that award. You know, be mentioned for that, but I think everyone knows that goes with being a running back. So, you know, it's just him staying the course and continuing to produce for us. The O-line playing well, but obviously it's great recognition for our program to be on that kind of national level with that award, and hopefully we keep playing well, and hopefully he keeps doing well, so it's you know, he gets to stay in that conversation.
You touched a little bit with Larry about William and Mary. Obviously, the record is not where they traditionally have been, but as you've said, especially on the defensive side of the ball, they've been one of the top-ranked defenses in all of FCS, not just the CAA. As you've started to study them, what are you going to need to do well on Saturday?
Well, we're going to need to be physical. I know that. We got to come out and ready to play. You know, I know, like I said, I'm not even looking at the record. That's not even who they are. I mean, I think they've played the top four teams in our league. So, you know, and they've been close games for the most part. So, you know, they're physical up front. They got big guys. You know, we're not the biggest, obviously, on each side of the ball. You know, we pride ourselves on playing physical, so that's going to be a battle up front on both sides, I think. You know, obviously they're playing some different quarterbacks, so we'll just have to be ready to face each of them, and kind of how you know, we game plan for that will be key. And then obviously defensively, they've always, you know, from being a former defense coordinator, you know, I always respected what they did on defense, and you know, they're going to play physical. They're going to do a lot of things to challenge us, and we just got to be ready to play. I think every time, you know, you play in this league, no matter who you play, it's going to be a battle. Our kids know that. It's been the message for the last 3 weeks. So, you know, we're just prepared to play another great opponent in this great league.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.